Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
And we heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the
word
association.
Intro. Three men sit inside different houses. Their objective? To have a conversation about words. Will they succeed? We do not know. This and many of the things you'll find this week on The Word Association.
That's Africa's Toto, right?
It's not.
And by Africa's Toto, I mean Toto's Africa. But today is, it's not opposite day, it's inverse day.
We're not supposed to date the podcast with even with like opposites and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, you should never date your podcast, Brett.
Have
you
been? Now.
Hold on. I have a quick question because it said that that message was going to self-destruct in 10 seconds, but like when does that start?
About three. Y'all ready for this? By explode, we meant it kicks off into jock jams.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Volume 7. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
Welcome to the Word Association. As always, I am joined by my two colleagues.
Ad Orfi.
Rob White.
And I, of course, am Brett Lyons. We are ready for some football, but we're also ready for some words. Did you guys enjoy your kickoff to sports weekend? No, we're not dating anything. Did you guys enjoy the kickoff to sports?
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, that
nice,
really nice and vague.
The nice opening kickoff to the U.S. Open. I will say we don't talk a ton of sports on here, mostly because mm-hmm. you two are very into football and I am very casual football mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. But I did notice, I got to say, we never want to date the podcast. I did as a casual observer see Brett, your Joe Burrow man did very bad. He threw very badly for like 7 yards. And Rob, you're a big man to a man. He threw for like 500 yards.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, when you say big man, he's definitely, I think he's smaller than Joe Burrow.
He is very small.
In the stat
line.
And
in the wallet as well.
Damn.
I have two quarterbacks because I follow two teams very closely. The Chicago Bears, who are number one in my heart, but I'm not married to someone who's a Bears fan. I'm married to someone who's a Bengals fan. And so I have to also root for the Bengals because happy wife, happy life.
Amazing 80s band.
Yeah, you got to do it. I'm okay with supporting the local team. If I moved to Green Bay, it would be opposite. It would be not the case. I would still hate them. And I still do after what happened yesterday. But that's here nor there or everywhere.
And then just to go on the other side here, since we covered sports and so we don't alienate all the listeners. Thank you. Happy wife, happy life. Do you guys watch any of those HGTV shows, House Hunters? That said once every 4 episodes, happy wife, happy life, at least.
A big time. Big
the
time.
Husband always says yes. That. That or like they'll go into the closet. It'll be a big walk-in closet and the husband will go, yeah. Hey, where do I get to put my stuff?
100%.
Like those lines, they yep. love saying
and then
line.
Also every episode, it's like, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm a manager at an Office Max and our budget is $1.5 million. And you go, are you fucking kidding me? Like, were you? There's always, you never, it's always, there. Yeah. No one ever says like, oh, we also just inherited like
$500,000 from like the death of my grandfather. I believe that show, I used to watch that show all the time. Then it just got too annoying because of the reasons you said, Rob, and because of the reasons of like, I would hear the two people's jobs and I'd be like, this is our budget. And I'd be like, no, something's a lie here. But I do watch sometimes My Lottery Dream Home, which is amazing. Yeah.
That
if you haven't seen that one, people out there, it is basically a show that the guy finds houses for people who had just won the lottery.
What a weird specialization.
I know it is. And anyone can do it. Over the top and like knows how to give their dream. But like it's from anyone who won like $10,000 on a scratch off to like someone I think won like $40 million in like the local lottery. And it's pretty wild because these are all people that didn't have money. Like he does specialize in like someone who's they're all pretty fairly lower middle class, but they won the lottery and now they're millionaires. So I have to figure it out.
That could have been a result in someone watching House Hunters and being like, how the fuck are these people affording this? And then being like, did they all just win the lottery? And then being like, oh my God, beep, boop, bop, 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 bop. Mm-hmm. Hey, TV station, it's me. This is all well and good, House Hunters, HGTV, sports. There's one thing we need to address before we get into the episode, and we do pretty soon need to get into the episode. This, of course, is the Word Association. Welcome, welcome. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out, I don't know how many episodes we're in now. We don't date our podcast. We need to figure out a name for anyone who listens to the show. Now, if I may, I had two thoughts. Okay. First of all
right.
It's called the Word Association, or TWA for short. Yep. Association, if you shorten that is of course ass. So possibly ass hats is my number one. I'm putting forward ass hats.
It's not gonna look good on a t-shirt. It's not gonna look good as a hat.
It's a conversation starter. Somebody says, what's up, ass hat? And you go, thank you for asking. It's the Word Association. My other idea, and this is maybe okay. a little better, maybe it would look a little better on a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
TWA is short for the Word Association.
Mm-hmm.
We add a TS to that, we make them twats.
Twats or ass hats? That's a tough.
It's real tough.
A real toss up.
Maybe TWA rats and those that gets shortened to twats.
What about associates?
Yeah.
Ass hats. Well, I said ass hats. Okay, Rob, right? You pitch me. You pitch me and I'll shoot down your ideas.
No.
Well, I mean, we don't date any episodes. So what about like Wordophiles?
That sounds like we're on a list. I don't like that one. Wordophiles suck. I hate that.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know we were doing this thing, or else I would have come up with something better. That was the first thing that came up out of my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
We didn't email before, like, hey, let's come up with some fucking thing about our names.
Did you turn into the Micro Machines guy?
Yeah, I did turn into the Micro Machines guy.
Well, we can punt on this. Speaking of opening sports day, we can punt on this and revisit it in a week or two.
Yeah.
And if this were House Hunters, I guess the first house would be called Ass Hat. The second house would be called Twat. The third house.
Twats. It has to be Twats.
Yeah.
It would
be Twats. Listeners. Yeah.
What if we call our listeners Happy Wives? Happy Wives. Hey, are you a happy wife?
How about the open concept kitchen? The open concept floor plans?
That's pretty good.
Well, we will think about this.
We will be the close to transportation.
And while we think on it, you, the listeners, hey, you should have some say in this. Babies these days get to pick their own names.
Yeah.
That when they come out, they point to the doctor and say whatever.
But just know it will be 3-1. If you do send in a suggestion, we don't like it, you're already out 3-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let us know if you like asshats, twats, happy wives, or maybe an option we haven't considered. And Rob and Brett will join in with their ideas sometime soon.
Yes, absolutely. Please. Mm-hmm. Hey. Send us an email, you twats.
And that's to twapod@gmail.com. Again, that's twapod@gmail.com. You can also send us a word or anything you want to say to us. So we look forward to hearing from you.
Before we alienate any other listeners, Adel, why don't you get us started with our first word in the new twat universe?
Twativerse, please.
Twativerse.
My word today, which I don't think we've used. So at some point, we're going to be so like, have we done this word?
Right.
But my word today is infinity.
Ooh. Interesting.
Infinity.
I like it.
It was always a car I wanted as a younger person. I always thought infinities were cool, but then I think they stopped getting made.
I can't even picture in my mind's eye what an infinity car looks like.
I think they're fancy.
They had fancy commercial. Like they brought you in on the commercial. It was like a fancy man in a suit selling you a car. It's very good, like the quiet interior. And maybe there was a marble rolling on the hood, you know, when it rolled around.
Oh my gosh. You just unlocked a memory. Yeah, this was like 13-year-old Adel's memory. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that could have been an Infiniti fancy car, not as fancy as a Mercedes or a Lexus or a BMW, but equally in class. Yes.
I do have to ask, speaking of car commercials, the only thing I remember, and it just popped in my head after the marble thing, is you tell me what this is.
Okay.
Zoom. Mazda.
Mazda? Okay.
Yeah, because that's the Mazda's slogan is zoom, zoom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was that not right?
I don't know. I didn't.
No, it's 100%. Oh, no. It's 100% right. Yeah.
It was like A Beautiful Mind, where I'm dumb, but a bunch of car commercials just flashed in my head from like when I was 13. I just pictured a little kid in a car going zoom, zoom. And I was like, what was that for?
That could have been for yogurt.
That could have been for anything.
We're pretty deep in our house in car commercials as we celebrate all the different holidays of the year. There's, of course, the Mercedes Benz winter event. There's the Lexus December to Remember, Happy Honda Days. So we're pretty versed in all these slogans for car companies. So
I know a new one that I kind of like.
Zoom, zoom.
What's I kind of like this is the a newer one, but I really like it. That's a Buick. I really like that. And I think other companies should really get in on just questioning. Maybe like McDonald's could do that and be like, that's a quarter pounder?
Yeah.
Or like, that's really edible? Like, oh my God, what? I love that. I don't know. Every time I see a Buick, yeah. I'm like, that's a Buick? I say it out loud.
He went to Jared?
I'm curious if whoever wrote the ad copy for that, if it was meant to be like a, you know, like when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. If it was supposed to be like that's like a like someone gesticulating with their fingers, like they just cooked a good meal and they go, that's a Buick.
That's a Buick.
But instead the actor came in and they're like, have fun with it. And they're like, that's a Buick? And they're like, amazing. This is amazing.
That would be even better if Dean Martin was like, that's amore?
When an eel bites your heel, you feel that's amore.
So, of course, we have to talk about Infinity, and we have to talk about the Infinity Stones.
I'm going to need some help on that. I don't know what that is.
Rob,
that
that's from Toy Story. So, Toy Story.
No.
Oh, I've seen Toy Story.
Cowboy and astronaut, and they have these stones.
It is from the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
Of the Avengers universe, which I've seen all the movies. I'm not deep in. I've definitely seen the movies. I haven't seen any newer stuff. The last thing I saw was Endgame. Was that the last one?
Or was it like a Bond villain? The last one I saw was Endgame.
No, was that the last one? Or the war? Infinity
the
War?
The last Avengers, I think, was Endgame. Since then, there's been probably 12 other movies. But I think
the last one I saw is when Iron Man dies. Sorry, spoiler. If you're listening and you haven't watched it.
What's happening
now? I mean, if you don't call your last one Endgame, it seems weird, right?
Well, there was like, Checkmate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was also Checkmate. There was also This is the Last Movie.
Then there was like Truce.
Yeah. And then the one coming out next summer is Flip the Table, which happens
and then
when I play.
The last one after that is Infinity Endgame, Steve Urkel, Did I Do That?
Urkel.
That should be. Did Buick do that? That should be the slogan.
They should get Stefan Urkel.
That's right.
He was the sexy Urkel.
One. You're right.
He was the sexy Urkel. One.
And Laura, she hated Urkel. Urkel was a nerd and just the fucking worst, pants up to his neck. But then Stefan Urkel comes out, and she's like, "Oh fuck, yes."
I think she marries him. I think. I think that show was one of the shows where two things. I thought by now it would have been brought back. I believe everyone in that show is still alive.
Yeah.
And with everything else coming back, I'm shocked that like we didn't get like one episode because I believe that show was canceled without any wrap up. Family Matters. Yes.
Great theme song too.
Killer theme. Local Chicago show, technically.
And famously, there's I think like season two or something. One of the daughters goes upstairs and then is never seen again.
Oh, like a character just was written off without.
Yeah. Eddie, Laura, and then like a middle kid.
There was a younger daughter who I thought was
younger through the whole show.
She was in the whole show, wasn't she?
Well, there's one daughter that goes upstairs. They're like, go to your room. And then there's like 8 more seasons and they never show her again.
Never comes back. And that's and any other time someone's like, go to your room. The kids are like, no, I'm not doing it. Because if you don't go upstairs, you don't go disappear.
There is, and Jason Chin, our friend Jason, your former roommate, he brought up this show that had the best ending ever. And I forget what it's called. It was this show where it was a guy, he had a housekeeper, he was a single dad. I think it lasted one season. And they got canceled after 1 year. And he had to board an airplane for some reason in that last episode.
Yeah.
They were at the airport. This is obviously pre 9/11. So they were all at the gate with him. They were all saying goodbye. And he leaves and they're sad. And he comes back and he's like, it's canceled. They're like, the flight? And he goes, no, our show. And they all turn and wave. And that's the end of that show.
Oh my God.
It's incredible.
Here's the thing. My first thought was to laugh, and then I was like, that's kind of heartwarming. Like, it's kind of beautiful.
Amazing. It's
for
great.
Them to literally get a yeah. goodbye and be like, yeah. we have closure.
Yeah.
Goodbye, audience.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, to turn to the audience and be like, hey, thank you for watching.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. We're going to let you know right now. And also, thank you so much. And here's like a literal wave. I think that's beautiful.
It's on YouTube. I do not remember the name of an actor or the name of the show. So there's not a lot to go on, but it's very funny. It's I got nothing.
No, it's not Herman's Head that won a couple seasons.
No.
What was the show? There was a show that I watched as I must have been like 9 or so. This is pre-Zoom Zoom. There was a show where it was like a girl lives with her mom, and then at night she has this orb next to her bed that like turns on, and it's her dad who talks to her through the orb, and he's an alien.
No.
And the opening.
This is not a real thing. No
way. The opening theme song, which I think is either Dean Martin or Sinatra song, was the "Would you like to live on a star? Whoa, carry moonbeams wherever you are. Whoa, da 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 da."
Her dad was an alien?
Yes. What's so hard to comprehend? Have you seen sitcoms today?
A lot. Well, but you're talking a sitcom back in 1990, not dating ourselves.
But that concept sounds valid for that time period. I just can't.
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not The Labyrinth. It wasn't The Labyrinth show. I'm sure it's real. I just don't have any recollection of that. And in the 90s is when I probably did watch the most TV.
Okay. In the 90s, they believed there were an infinite number of ideas for sitcoms, and they greenlit all of them.
Here's what I'll say. Speaking of greenlit, her dad was an alien. I just Googled sitcom where girl's dad is an alien, and fuck you guys, it was a dream I had.
Oh, wait, it's not real?
No, it's real. Oh. It's called Out of This World. Here we go. Just let me get through this very quickly.
Yeah.
The series resolved as well. The series revolves around Evie Ethel Garland, a young girl who discovers on her 13th birthday that her father, Troy, is an alien from the planet Antares Prime in the Scorpio Galaxy. Another sitcom with an alien father is Alf. What a terrible summary.
An alien father in Alf? What does that mean? That's
no,
not true.
They're saying they're just trying to get credit for another alien show, and they're riding Alf's coattails.
This show must have been so bad because the summary recommends at the end another show. And here we go. Here's something I didn't know. It goes on to say the title character called Alf, that was an acronym for alien life form?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, why not throw Mork and Mindy in there too? If we're just throwing all the
alien nation. Alien Nessun?
Alien nation? Was that? Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, they all looked like they had like sponges. No, they had like sponges for heads.
Oh, what was the one where
their heads were big?
Hold on.
What was the one where they were like lizard people and they had human faces and they could take it off?
Okay, just real quick. I feel
that's current right now. That's currently right now what's happening, Rob.
Earlier, I said the girl's dad is an alien, and you both gasped and balked and said, her dad's an alien? What the? And then Brett's like, you know the alien with the alien nation and the sponge heads? And then Rob's like, they rip off the face and their snake eye. Like, fuck you guys.
Well, we weren't disagreeing with you, but we were. But we knew other better alien shows, but yours just didn't ring a bell. Clearly, we are versed in the alien sitcom nation.
So what was Alien Nation?
We are. Alien Nation.
Was it called V? Does that sound familiar? V, like the letter V as in Victor? Was that show called V where they had the...
I think you're thinking of The Five, and that's on Fox News.
I'm thinking of Party of Five.
Was that alien show like the weather is like 5 minutes of local weather? Is that what it was? That that
it was always on from like 9 to 10, yeah. Right after the late locals.
Rob, just very because we went on a country road. Now we got to get back to the interstate just quickly. Rob, the Infinity Stones are 5 stones in the Marvelverse that each have or control.
We have to get back in case someone's different ears powers. Are like, go back and talk about the stones.
So once a stone is called like the Soul Stone, and that controls. I don't really know, actually. One is like the Time Stone, and that obviously controls time. One is called like
the Rolling Stone. Stone.
Yeah,
the
Rolling one's called Stone, the Rolling Stone.
Bob Dylan and Mick Jagger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But there's a villain.
Oh, and then there's Sly and the Family. Is there that?
Yes. Sly and the Family is one of the stones. And what they do is Sylvester. Yeah. Stone
Sly and the Family. The Sly and the Family Stone actually controls when parents get on the dance floor at weddings. So that's pretty powerful.
That is a good one.
But a villain gets all 5 of them in the special glove, and then he can kind of, he snaps his fingers and disintegrates half of the world population.
Ah, you know, I do like the idea really quickly at a wedding, just like, ooh, it's 6 o'clock. Let's put the Family Stone away. Let's put the Sly and the Family Stone away. It's time to change that.
Just so you know, and this is if anyone listening to this podcast is getting married in the future, please do me a huge favor. And
we
please
hope you are
your DJ, and please, it's so important. I've been to 2 weddings recently, and literally, I don't know how much they paid this person, but it was overpaid, and they clearly just downloaded Wedding Playlist Wedding, and they just hit play. Just so you know, the rule is, when the music starts, let's say your wedding dance starts at 7 o'clock. From 7 to 8, those are the tunes that everyone knows. All the old people knows them. You can dance to them. You get them on the floor, because old people are not going to dance unless they can sing along to it. Then at 8 o'clock, those people start windling away anyways. Then you could play the newer hits.
You slip in a Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, yeah. You slip in, and please, God, no line dance. Do not do the cha-cha slide. Do not do the Cupid shuffle.
No chicken dance?
No, my God. Jesus.
Wow.
All right.
No. First hour, standards. Second hour, then you can get to the newer stuff, more of the bangers, more get your Katy Perry in there. Get your Taylor
Coltrane.
Swift in there. Mingus Davis, yes. Make sure you get Mingus in there.
Wow. Hey, what was that 17-minute jam you played? Oh, that was a Love Supreme.
Also, if you want to bring the house down, Louis Armstrong, Hello Dolly.
Oh, yes.
Always
one last thing. One last thing, and then we're going to go on to our next word. I do have to say, Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. If Sylvester Stallone ever toured, say he came to Chicago to the Auditorium Theater, and he just sat on stage and they played the movie The Family Stone, and he just was like, what is this? I would, and that was called Sly and the Family Stone. I would pay upwards of $800 to see.
I would absolutely go.
Yeah, that would be pretty.
Sylvester, we know you're a twat.
I mean, honestly, we could get both Stallone brothers. We can get Frank and Sylvester.
We can,
and they could do like a Mystery Science 3000 just on any movie, and I think I would watch it.
That would be incredible. And it would be unintelligent.
What's this guy doing?
They'd be making jokes, and people are like, I couldn't.
I'd like to have those 2 guys watch Interstellar, and they'd be like,
Interstellar?
What's going on?
Jesus, I thought you were talking about, I my mind.
Interspace?
I went to Interspace, and they're like, I think they'd
still
get it.
Still would be good. Hey, how do you get so tiny? How do you get so tiny inside?
So wait, that tiny guy's inside the other guy's body the whole time?
Is that Martin Short?
Yeah.
I was in Copland.
Brett, speaking of Copland, Copland in the game, I will say it right now on air, under oath. Copland and the Game with Michael Douglas, the two most underrated movies of all time.
The Game is one of the best thrillers, in my opinion. It's so good. Sean Penn, it's just incredible.
The best reveal. Fuck Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, none the richer.
Yes.
The Game has the best ending and reveal of all time. Brett Lyons, what is your word?
My word today is going to be crushed.
Hey, ooh.
Crushed.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this. Brett can't hear us right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but when Brett said crushed, he took a big bite of eucalyptus and started to sort of gyrate his jaw, crushing he didn't really eat the eucalyptus. He crushed it into a paste.
Yeah. And also, do you know it's like, I mean, the other weird thing is like, it's pitch black where we are, but it's daylight where he is.
I went to a doctor. What's he said, I'm not a koala. He checked my balls and he said, I have full human balls. Okay. He checked them. He said, I don't have koala balls. I said, I have some friends who think I'm a koala. And he put my hands down. I cough. And then he made me climb a little tree, and I sat in his office until he came back.
In that order, huh? Interesting.
Interesting.
Are you?
The word today is crushed. The word today is crushed. Also, wait
a
minute.
If a doctor is going to grab your balls, like, put your hands down. Where were your hands? Where were your hands?
What were your hands doing?
He's like, put those down.
Well, I had to retract my claws. I was just scraping. Okay. The word today is crushed.
Crushed.
You've crushed my hopes and dreams of ever.
It's just.
Do you guys like a cube? What's your ice situation?
Wow,
like
Rob,
a cube?
I'm so glad you brought this up because that's how I was inspired. Crushed ice. I think the best ice you can get is Chick-fil-A and Sonic ice. The little pellets, in my opinion, because I love chewing ice. So if I drink a marg, if I make a marg at home or make some sort of a cocktail at home, or if I'm out and about. I love ice I can chew on. And the cubes, it's just too big. You got to wait too long. But a crushed ice, you just go in right away, just start chewing it right away. And that's why the Sonic and Chick-fil-A ice is good, because it's just ready to go.
And the negative thing about the crushed ice is if you have a straw or something, you get a little in the straw. I kind of like the separation of church and state with the liquid and the solid.
I like getting a little bit. It's like I'm drinking a frozen drink. You know, get a little ice in there.
Yeah.
So when you go, Rob, you're saying when you go to Chick-fil-A, it's a little bit like separation of church and state. With the ice, with only the ice.
No, I
nothing
think
else.
At Chick-fil-A, it sounds like those things are merged. It sounds
sure,
like
you
the
roll
lines
up on a Sunday.
And... It sounds like the lines are blurred there.
Robin Thicke. I will say as a as a tiki drink, not aficionado, just a lover.
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast. Thank you so much. A fervent tiki believer. I love the pellets. I think the pellets are like the best ice possible. But here's that's the carrot. Here's the stick. Every tiki drink I get, and typically a tiki drink is going to be $18 to $22. It is in like a unique mug, and the mugs are pretty slender because it'll be like a bamboo shoot. Brett, plug your ears. You can listen to this while. It'll be like a bamboo shoot.
Put your hands down, Brett.
Yummy, yummy.
Or it'll be like a shrunken head with like a top that
elaborate.
So it'll be something so elaborate that there's all these peaks and valleys and concaves to where you don't get a full X amount of ounces.
Oh,
and
it's
then
all
the pellet ice.
The
pellet ice takes up so much space. So if you were to take a tiki drink at any given tiki bar, take out the pellet ice and dump the contents into a glass, my guess is 5 ounces of drink.
Now, I agree with you, but as a avid tiki drinker and as an avid, maybe I have too many tiki drinks, I think it's for the best that you're not getting full glasses.
Disagree.
There's a lot of alcohol in all tiki. It's basically you're drinking Long Island iced teas all night.
Because, you know, in Europe, ice isn't much of a thing.
Or air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
for it?
Nope.
Wait. Okay.
What were you going to say?
What was I going to say?
Yeah.
Football? I don't know. I thought something was going to pop in my head, but it didn't happen. So,
so your first instinct is to interrupt and hope something comes up.
100%. Are you kidding me?
What a glimpse.
I got to interrupt.
What a peek behind the curtain, ladies and gentlemen.
100%.
There's no doubt I have to interrupt Rob, but what will I say?
I knew if I paused, you would ask what, and I could come up with something, and I started laughing. So,
but you know that. In fairness, that does. I feel like that's an improv thing because how many scenes have you got? Like, there's an empty stage, and I just start walking, and I'm like, well, I've got 3 steps until a word has to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So hopefully, in these 3 steps, something comes out of my mouth.
Give me 3 steps, Mister.
You don't walk through someone else who's already out there.
Yeah, who's about to start? And I go, hey, wait, what was I gonna?
I'll just go out and go. You know what? Heard the Berlin Wall came down today.
But anyway,
who, what, and where? Yes.
Yeah. So. So ice isn't a big thing, right? And I remember I was there when I was like 13 with my family. You know, my my mom's mom is from there. My stepfather is from Italy as well. So we went there. We were like touring everything. And he worked for an Italian company. And we were, I forget what town we were in, but his boss, who's like very well-to-do, my brother and I got Cokes. And he had the waiter come out. And there was like one ice cube in each Coke. And he was like, I know you guys like ice. So I had them... put an ice cube in there. And I was like, oh, thanks. That's so nice. But one ice cube sucks. I'd rather have no ice than one ice cube. It did nothing.
Yeah, one ice cube's a fuck you.
It's a fuck
you.
Yeah,
it was a
nice gesture. It was a nice gesture.
Yeah, that's.
But they don't know ice. That's the problem. They don't know ice. They think that's a good thing.
It wasn't a big cube. It wasn't like a Manhattan, like a big cube or an old fashioned.
I was like, that's an ice cube?
This is a one-to-one comparison. I stand by that 100%. Mm-hmm. Putting one cube of ice mm-hmm. in a drink is akin to asking a girl to the prom who's like sort of an outcast, and then she goes to the prom with you, and then you're like, I'll be right back. And you and your friends giggle, hide under the bleachers, and pull a string, and a bucket of pig's blood dumps on her. It's a giant fuck you. That should be.
It was a nice gesture if they're listening. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any Italian twats out there? I meant no. I meant no disrespect. Twiats. No
twiats
disrespect.
It's Italian twiats.
No disrespect.
You have to pronounce the W. I remember when I went to London when I was like 18. I think it was my senior year of high school. Like we did like theater program trip or whatever.
But I didn't have anything.
No. Sorry, so I remember going there and like you could go and use like your internet in a bar or something like that or whatever. Because like, you know, mm-hmm. back then there was... You was like internet cafes or whatever. There was no like, you didn't have it on your phone or whatever. And I remember like, it was like, oh yeah, you can order a beer. And like ordering a beer and it just being like a hot, it's just like a warm,
oh,
just like,
yeah.
Cause they don't chill it over there either.
Room temperature.
You'd be like, you'd be like, oh, I get to order a beer. I'm only 18. And you get it and you're like, oh no, this is disgusting. This is awful. this is like a stew, like a hot stew in a cup.
I went to Dusseldorf, Germany, and I was like, oh, I'll go into a bar and have a beer. Mm-hmm. And they have a system. I don't know if this is like Dusseldorf. I don't know if this is just the one bar. I cannot tell what the custom is. But it was basically, I sat there. They put down a coaster. He brought me, before I could order, he just set down a beer. And I was like, I guess I'm having this beer. I don't know if this is mm-hmm. like the house beer or the only thing they serve. Mm-hmm. And then he made a little notch on my coaster. And I was like sitting around and hanging, just kind of whatever. And then I finished my beer and he picks up my empty glass, sets down a new full glass, and notches my coaster. And so I kept being like, okay, I don't know. And then I'd finish. Yeah. I left a little bit left, so I wasn't completely empty. And as I was like, maybe, you know, I'll hang here another 5 minutes. He gets a new beer, sets it down, puts a new coaster down for the almost empty one, puts another notch on the old coaster. And I'm like, how do I stop? It was like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory, where I was like, how do I stop this machine?
It sounds like some human trafficking warnings.
Yeah. And so the notches, I assume, like, so he cashes you.
Yeah.
I think he was letting his buddy know how many beers he had so he can then steal you and sell you.
So that's the deal. Then you just pay, like you hand in your coaster and you pay kind of thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah,
that's a little tough because how do you, especially because you don't want to offend anybody, be like, hey, how many am I supposed to have here tonight?
Yeah, right? And he took me as American, so I'm not going to say nine because we know where that will be.
And he didn't want to be obnoxious.
What's on the flip side, how obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
Okay. We got our markers out. We're writing it down.
That's a pretty good pun for like a koala bear.
The Addle gives it 6.2. Let's see what the Rob holds.
Are you saying
up.
The Addle now? Are we putting the's in front of our name?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
I'm going to shorten mine up. I'm going to go with Throb. And Throb gives it I'll give it a 6.1 because, I mean, again, the effort. I didn't even see that was an opportunity. You found an opportunity where there was not one. So I think that is commendable. I want to go to like the wine. Have you ever, on the opposite side, how annoying is it when you're like drinking a drink and they go to take it, you're like, whoa, 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 there's a little bit left. Like, I want to finish this one. They go to get you another. I'm like, wait,
the worst.
Still
the
very worst.
And you don't want to seem like a drunk. I'm like, there's like a little bit there. Let me just.
And I'm an ice eater, and there's flavor in them cubes. So I like to go all the way
flavor
down.
Flavor in them dear cubes. Yeah.
Don't you take that? I got to shift it in my mouth because there's flavor in them cubes.
You say this is ice. Let me take a big bite of it. Oh, it broke in half. That means it's real. It's not fool's ice.
I'm going to San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Oh, the San Francisco Ice. That's the new football team.
You came dangerously close to Adam Sandler.
I just turned into Sandler. I realized it. I went from old-timey prospect. Hold on. Maybe I'm onto something. Maybe Adam Sandler's an old-timey prospector. Traveled to the future. Didn't know what to do. Just kept doing this. And they said, this guy's weird.
And I was sitting on this, but since you brought up Adam Sandler, another option for our listeners, maybe we call them Twatter Boys.
My God.
Okay, and the Addle holds up a perfect 10.
No, you're alienating half.
You're right. You're right.
So many genders. You're alienating so many genders. Have you ever been? So for me, the reason I never would play football is because I can't imagine being a running back, running just into a pile of people, and there being like 10 guys on top of you for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Brett, just being like crushed. Just
can
being
I save
like,
you some stress?
Yes.
I think you could play football.
No, I'm not going.
I'm a casual. I played high school football, but I will say, as a high school football player, I never was a running back and ran into a pile of people. Now, the running back specifically tries to dodge people. I know
I get
this
that,
is...
but eventually you get tackled, and when you do get tackled, 9 guys jump on top of you.
Sure. It's like a slumber party.
So, but my question to you is there a moment in your life that you can remember, and it's probably scary, that you felt like, oh no, I'm being crushed right now. Like, am I going to be able to get out of this? Like this, there's something like, you know, like you and 2 friends rescue a princess. You accidentally end up in the garbage disposal area and the walls are coming in on you.
I tried to rescue a princess and turned out to just be a little toad thing. And the princess was in another castle.
I'm sure I would be terrified. That's got to be a terrifying feeling. I think about that, like Who concert where the people got trampled. This was a long time ago, obviously.
But, oh, yeah. No, I remember that. Yeah.
It has to be where there's nothing you could do. You're just on the ground. Yeah, you're just getting crushed.
Call me crazy. Wasn't that in Cincinnati?
I believe it was. Yes,
because
it was.
They played here, I want to say 2 years ago, and that was the first time they had played here since that incident.
Quick question. Which is worse? Would you want to be the Who where that happened at your concert, or do you want to be the Dave Matthews Band where they dumped the shit all over the people going over the bridge? They dumped on that architectural boat tour going into Chicago River. Which stain do you want on your leg?
Well, I think I'd want Matthews because no one died.
Yeah, Dave Matthews for sure.
Yeah. Would you want to be the band trampled by turtles?
And that was the first segment in Rob makes a pretty terrible comparison where there's clearly one right
people
answer.
People got shit out of it, but people got
listen, just
killed.
And just real quick, and this is obviously this is just a pretty simple two options. Would you rather stub your toe on the coffee table or have started Vietnam? And I think it's a pretty even.
I will, Brett. Well, one, I got 2 things. One, anytime you bring up running backs, I have to bring up Bam Morris, who had the best line ever in any football related quote, where he just said he was a running back, Bam Morris. He said, "If you want 3 yards, I'll get you 3 yards. If you want 5 yards, I'll get you 3 yards." is the best. It's the best quote
that
ever.
Rules.
But the other thing, when I was thinking about a time where I felt crushed, and there like nothing like personally. I mean, you know, obviously, like you know, personal things aside, it was Dan Marino's last game.
Wow,
I knew it was his last game. He never won a Super Bowl. I mean, talk about somebody. He was my favorite. Still is my favorite of any athlete. And
laces out, Dan.
They were in the playoffs against the Jacksonville Jaguars, against Mark Brunell.
Classic.
Oh, there's the Dan Marino siren. They were in the playoffs against the Jaguars, and it was his last game, and the Jaguars beat them 62-7.
Ooh.
And I knew watching that, it became out of hand so fast, but I watched the whole thing because it was the last time I would ever be able to see him play, and I was crushed.
Yeah,
it's crushed.
Brutal. Yeah. Marino never won a ring, right?
Nope.
Yeah, never did.
Super Bowl one time, lost to Joe Montana.
Did you enjoy his new commercial, though, where he suits back up?
I haven't seen that commercial yet.
Oh, it's him and Emmett Smith?
I saw that. I'll tune in.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, similar to you, Rob, I feel like sometimes the most emotional things I have are to do with sports. You know, like, it wasn't... it was pretty devastating. But when the Bengals did go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, we went to the Super Bowl and to like do all that, like you go through, it's such a, you know, and me and my wife, we put a lot of stock into like NFL. We really love it. It really like gets us through the weeks.
Because at this point you were a Bengals fan for 2 years.
Very hard. Yes. Very hard. Yeah. It was terrible. It was more so of just like the travel stuff.
No. Again. Oh no, no.
It was more so of just, I know what my life,
right.
There's 2 trajectories. Our life goes, we win the Super Bowl and like whatever, or we lose the Super Bowl. And
Robert
like,
Frost,
we know
Robert Frost's famous poem.
Big time.
Quick. Here's another segment. Rob's 2 things, guys. Quick question. Would you rather win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Or lose the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Tie.
That is
I want a tie, and it has to go to a kickoff. It starts on the 35, and you just go kick for kick, and every single time you go back 5 yards. Let's get rid of overtime and go to the kickoff. You got to put a lot more stock then in your kickers. It would be so much fun. It'd be amazing.
I think I sent it to you too. There's a very funny, Larry David was on some sports show. Was it
Rich Eisen.
Eisen or something?
Yeah, you said that.
Rich Eisen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he just very quickly for listeners, Rich Eisen is like, is there anything you would change about football? And Larry David, without skipping a beat, is like, get rid of the kicker. What are we doing? This whole game is so, it's men battling with each other like gladiators, trying to get 1 yard, 3 yards, 5 yards, and all this stuff, and da da da. And then at the end, you just bring out this little tiny guy who looks like nobody else and make him kick. Like, get rid of this shit. Like, it was so impassioned and funny that I was like, I kind of agree with that now.
Yeah, you gotta have him.
I like
know,
it.
I'm a purist.
Go for
it's
it.
A wild card. I get it.
It's just a weird wild card.
I get it.
Well, the reason I say it, famously, I support only 9 teams, and every 3 years, one of those 9 teams doesn't make the Super Bowl, and it is crushing to me.
I'm not saying that it was crushing to me. I was saying the circumstance of how I know my life,
right?
The trajectory of that life that night, you know. You win the Super Bowl, you're in L.A., you know, who knows? Maybe I could have met Vanna White, you know, at an after party. She turns over a card. It's a wall, and she's got a whole word, and I've got to guess the
word. Say no more. Don't say any more. This is the first time we're seeing this segment called Brett's Sliding Doors. Okay, Brett?
Love it.
They won the Super Bowl. You're at a party. You walk into a room.
Yes.
And you have to talk because I'm Vanna White, and Vanna White famously doesn't
talk. Okay. Gotcha. Whoa, I can't believe it. Were you at the game?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get some ice for my drink. Pulls back mask. She's a lizard, alienation.
I realized I sounded like somebody from The Sims.
You sounded like I was talking to like a character from Super Mario 2.
Okay, so Super Mario 2, The Sims, Adam Sandler, and an old-timey prospector, all hovering the same.
They all walk into a bar.
In a Venn diagram, there's a set there. Well, speaking of a set, why don't we bump set Spike on over to a break, and we'll be right back with Rob's Word.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, welcome back to final round of Wheel of Fortune. That's what we call it here. I'm Pat Sajak. Brett Lyons, thank you so much. You met Vanna at a party and she invited you on the show. You've gotten to our final round. Here it is. It's one letter and the category is sitcom catchphrase.
Twats.
We're not going to give you... Okay, it's one letter. No, that's not... Nothing's happening here. You have 10 more seconds.
It's one letter?
It's one letter.
And it's a good thing this wasn't Family Feud, or Steve Harvey would be making a face right now at your guess.
Is it Z?
No. Just keep guessing, and we'll... You don't have to say, is it? You
know, honestly, Pat, it's been a great time. I'm out of guesses.
Okay, this was for hosting your own podcast, so we're not going to... That was what was in the envelope, so you're not going to get that as a prize. Let's see the answer. It looks like it was...
Oh, that was my guess. Little funds.
Oh, and Rob White, you were runner up, so why don't we give you hosting a podcast? And speaking of hosting a podcast, why don't you do your word?
All right. Well, and to be fair, my cousin Vanna gave me the answer. Let's see. All right. So for my word, we are going to the email. Thank you for our
mail call. It's a listener word.
That's right. And hey, to all you twats out there, this could be you. Just send in your...
Hey, it looks like something's sticking. Looks like twats are sticking.
let me try that one again. All right. Yeah. So we heard from another asshat. And no. Okay. Hi, gang.
Right,
here we go. I'm going to read. Okay. Hi, gang. Despite being American, I have been a fan of Japanese pop idols since 2007. The cultural phenomenon that drew inspiration from America's pop teen idols has had a stranglehold on my personality my entire life. Would love to hear you riff off the word idol. Thanks, Phelan. So thank you, Phelan. And the word is idol.
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 Idolify.
Idolify.
The first thing I think of, okay, there's two things I'm thinking of. The first one, and I don't want to talk about this. The first one is, don't worship false idols or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Get that shit out of here. We don't we don't talk fiction on here.
That's right.
The next thing I think of immediately is the hidden idols in Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Okay.
Or not hidden. It's like the pieces of the idol. Sure. So it's like, if you never watched, there's a Nickelodeon game show in maybe like 1991 to 93. Or something called Legends of the Hidden Temple, and just very briefly, you do all these physical challenges and all this stuff, and you talk to this giant sort of how would you describe him? He's sort of like a Aztec talking pyramid,
and stone thing.
A talking pyramid, and he gives you, his name is Olmec, and he gives you hints and clues, and then at the end, the winning team races through this sort of temple, and they have to collect the pieces of the idol. And there's men who
are culturally not appropriate for that time or now.
Correct.
There's men who are looming inside the temple who jump out and grab the kids around the neck and waist.
And like pull them into an abyss.
Yeah.
Like a door would open and you just hear kids scream and then they're gone. Similar to Family Matters, they go upstairs and they don't come back.
They never come back.
So that's what idol makes me think of.
Well, there's two things. I think of a similar, another game show, Survivor, the hidden immunity idol. Do they still call it the immunity idol on Survivor?
I think so. Well, okay, there's still immunity idols, but there's also other idols that have different powers.
Gotcha.
So it depends on what type of idol.
Well, there's Sly and the Family Idol.
That's true. But I do, similar to musicians, I think of Billy Idol. Billy Idol is, I love me some Billy Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some White Wedding. I love me some Dancing with Myself. Just a very, I love his persona. It's just such an odd, it's just a one man band, you know, pretty good. But he's got some good hits, you know. Cradle of Love was, music video was wild because the Cradle of Love music video, I believe, was like a
sexy, horny.
I think it was a murder. I think it was like a babysitter.
Door number
like,
three.
That's one thing.
I think it was like a babysitter like lured the man, but then she ended up killing him. I could be
wrong. Would you rather be horny or murdered?
Ooh, gosh, that's another one of those tough.
Can I just do both and just sexually asphyxiate myself?
You know,
Koresh style?
I'm pretty sure my wife did for our wedding. Koresh. She did a hashtag white wedding thing.
That is smart.
To have like a hat for the, you know, for the wedding hashtag.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Sense.
I think she did that. I'm not 100%.
Now, see, Rob's wedding, famously great wedding. Very good set list. Very good music set list.
The DJ was good. The DJ company called Toast and Jam.
Toast and Jam. I've seen them at other places. Mm-hmm. That is a good company. Please good. Vet your DJ company.
If you're getting married in Chicago, this is a TWA pod approved DJ company, Toast and Jam. They do nice work.
Also, you are 100%, I'm allowing you right now to give the DJ songs that you do not want played and you want played. Do not just take their suggestion. Yes, but sometimes people just, they got so much else going on, they don't think about it. They're like, I'll take care of everything. Don't do it. Just tell them what you want and how you want it.
Don't do it.
You're paying them the monies. Do it. Billy Idol. I think it's one of my go-to karaoke songs. I'll do dance with myself.
Okay.
But I try to always have to do it after Whitney Houston. I want someone to dance. I want to dance with somebody.
I want something to dance.
Gotcha.
I remember
we did, at some point, Brett, you and I were at a karaoke place. I have two quick stories. One is, at some point, Brett and I were at a karaoke place, and we were doing a thing we call it karaoke roulette.
Yes.
Which was put in a song. So say I put in a song and then Brett would have to sing it, which is exactly what happened in this case. Brett does not know what I'm going to play. He has to face forward so he can't see the screen when the song pops up, grabs the microphone, and then turns around and starts when the music starts. I did that to him, and I made him sing, I think it's called Tarzan Boy
by Baltimore.
And it's the song that's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Jungle
Nights. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Great
but
song.
it was so funny, and I thought I had like screwed Brett over, and then he actually had a lot of fun and nailed it, and I was like, "Oh, this sucks."
Brett Lyons,
famously
knows lyrics to maybe all songs. I'll just say all songs.
The other karaoke story I have is, Rob, there's a place you and I have been to many times. I forget the name of it, but Revolver used to have their annual anniversary party there.
Lincoln Karaoke?
Lincoln Karaoke,
yep.
Which is like a karaoke place that has private rooms.
Mm-hmm. That's where Baltimore happened, too.
And the rumor is that it's a front for like the mob or something. But someone came in for one of the World News anniversaries. I think it was before you two had joined the cast. Mm-hmm. It might have been my very first year. There was an anniversary party. Jason Chin, as previously mentioned, wanted it at Lincoln Karaoke. And at some point, one of the workers there came in, just nothing in their hands, and they gave up to me because I was right by the door, and they said, "Excuse me," and I said, "Yes," and they go, "Sean Penn," and I go, "Huh?" and they go, "Sean Penn," and I go, "Oh, okay," and they go, "No, no, Sean Penn," and I go, "Oh yeah, the actor," and he goes, "Sean Penn," and I go, I don't know what, do you want to talk about movies? And he goes, "Do you want Sean Penn?" And he had a slight accent.
Mm-hmm.
So what he was saying was champagne. He wanted to know if our group that was celebrating wanted the
dead
house
man walking
champagne.
Himself.
So the whole time he's offering me a bottle of champagne on the house, which was incredibly kind. I thought he wanted to chit-chat about movies from a very serious actor.
I thought he maybe thought you were Sean Penn, which would be a compliment.
I look very... Sean Penn has a very avian face.
Lincoln Karaoke is also famously known for their basket of bacon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That is an appetizer you can get. It is 100% what it sounds like. It is a basket of bacon. Also... They're also famously known for, if you know the secret code, you can put sexy nude people on the karaoke screen while you sing songs.
Hmm.
But very weird ones, like people just pouring honey and milk over themselves.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best one,
it's
actually.
Very weird. Yeah.
We also went, Brett, you and I went for Louis's sister's birthday party. And I think you were a little drunk, and I think you got up and sang Birthday Sex.
Yeah, by Jeremiah.
To his sister.
Yes. And that, and I came believe...
up, like a guard from Legends of the Hidden Temple, I think Louis came up and grabbed you around the neck and waist and dragged you
over. And let's also be fair, this is his sister who was turning like 23 or 24, so it wasn't like it was anything weird.
Wow.
I believe also that was the same night that the police showed up and we got thrown out.
EO!
Yes. Sting? Sting and what's the guy's name?
Just real quick, because I just thought of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I really believe this or if it's just something that came to me. Is Billy Idol trying to kind of be? He has kind of a Sting look to him, but he also has like an Elvis sneer to him. Like his lip does like the Elvis sneer.
Yeah, I mean he's like I mean I think he's a little bit amalgamation of maybe all of that stuff. I mean depends on what he
brings
was listening
us to the first time of Brett's vocabulary. Hey, kids, can you say amalgamation? Brett's going to define it for you right now.
It's a mixture of a bunch of things.
That was amalgamation.
Or can we rename that amalgamation nation? Amalgamation nation. And get that out of my...
And honestly, the judges are... And that'll hold up a perfect 10.
A great Christmas gift I'll give for you guys is just the Brett Lyons Word of the Day calendar, where it's just a word and it just says like, yeah, it's a bunch of things.
I like Christmas, to think that your calendar just be like, every time we peel off a thing, it'll just be like, like you're starting to say something and then nothing. Like each.
Also,
each
I gotta
page.
Say, Christmas and no. This will be for Ford's Giving, of course. Ford's Giving when you get the greatest deals on Ford's.
Oh, 100%.
There was a song I can't remember if someone keeps naming. I don't know if it was a title of a song or maybe just a lyric in a song. There's some Billy Idol song where he has a word or something that's like kind of gibberish or just like a phrase that's nonsensical. And he got it from like, he was in a hotel room in New York, I think. And he looked out the window and saw it on a billboard and was like, that's something. I like that.
Is it Midnight Hour? She's cried more and more and more.
It's the phrase Midnight Hour. That's nothing, right? I'm an idiot.
Well, if you listen to the song, it's like,
I'm Slide, this is Slide the Family Stone. We're going to watch the movie Family Stone. My guest today, Billy Idol, go ahead.
Oh, how you doing? It's very good to be here,
Sloy. We have a surprise guest. Adam Sandler, come on this day.
No, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah,
no, I thinking of Idol, the only thing, I don't know why this is, I think if Apple ever made a doll, Wouldn't they call it the eye doll?
Ooh.
And that's going to be what the downfall, if you believe in religion, that's going to be the downfall of civilization. Like the mark of the beast.
Eye doll. Yeah.
I mean, chips in our credit cards is already the mark of the beast.
That's going to replace American Girl. Everybody's going to want the eye doll.
I was almost close to being a doll.
Oh, yeah. I was almost named Nick, and then my mom was like, Nick-refy, that sounds like necrophilia.
And then she fell down right as you were born.
Well,
no,
that's a good mom to know. Like, she's setting you up for some torture in high school. Maybe college, depending on when you learn about necrophilia.
Hold on a second, though.
Oh, I got it. Real quick.
What?
It is Billy Idol. Monet, Monet.
Oh, yeah. Monet. Yeah.
He saw that on, like, a billboard for something. Yeah.
For Lisa Monet.
Monet. Ted.
Oh wait, no, Lisa Monet.
We need to get back to your mom. Your mom was worried that Nick would be necrophilia.
Oh.
So my sister's name is Sadia, famously, and that is my dad's mother's name. My dad is Palestinian. His mother, surprisingly, Palestinian. Keep it in the family.
His wife is a saddle.
So her name is Grandma Sadia, and so when they had Sadia, my dad was like Betty, and he says Batty. My dad can't pronounce P's. In the Arabic language, there's no P sound. So he, as a kid, my dad would be like, hey, they'll grab me a Pepsi. And I was like,
I'm guessing
Pepsi?
That's a quiet bathroom. Idiot. Is that a quiet bathroom then, if there's no P sound?
Yeah.
There's no P sound. My dad
just goes, I'm going to go take an iss.
but he was
there's
like,
a problem with my anus.
He would insist that that my sister be named after his mom. So she was Sadia. And then when I was born, I think there was a little more wiggle room where my mom was like, I should get to name one of them, like a pet. And so I think she was like, Nick's a good name. And then truly, she was like sitting with it, and she thought Nick-refy sounded too close to necrophilia. And so she said, my option is out. And my dad was like, which is how you pronounce, my name is Addle. I say Addle because I don't.
Do you think maybe he wanted to call you Paddle and he just misspoke?
They don't have a P sound.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe he wanted to call you Paddle, but it just came out.
Well, wait a minute. If you have to poop, then would you say I have to ooh?
So you think, Brett, you think in the Arabic language that they say English words without the first letter if it is a P? That's
Look,
how
you
think
said it
Arabic
was an
works.
Issue. Okay. Contrary to how all the jokes have been about pissing and pooping, it's all just been missing the P. So.
The dad was an alien? Incredulous look. I hear something. Here's something I'll also say. Arabic, if you've never read Arabic, you read it. I mean, when we read the English language, we read from left to right across the page. In Arabic, you flip the book over and you read from right to left. So when I was a kid and saw my dad reading Arabic, I thought, oh no, my dad can't read.
Like he was just faking it?
But I'm like, since I'm in the room, he's faking it. I was like, this is so sad. My dad can't read, but he thinks he's too embarrassed to show me. So he thinks if he just holds a book upside down, I'll think he can read. And then one day my mom explained it to me.
Dude, can I just jump? I saw an Instagram reel. Because I'm not on TikTok, so that's, I guess, what old people do. We look at Instagram.
Oh, I thought
reel.
You were doing like, I saw this on Facebook. Real. Like it was like real talk.
Oh, yeah. No. If I said that, I would jump off a bridge if I used that.
Sweet
phrase.
Riz. But, sweet Riz. Yeah.
Nice. There was a, like, one of those, it was like a reality show on ABC or something where this guy, it's all plants. Like the cashier is a plant and they like to see how real people react in certain situations.
Oh, yeah.
And what there was a guy who was like, what would you do? That's exactly right. And he was like, I'm sorry, I can't. He like flavors a milkshake or something or ice cream. And he's like, I can't read. And the cashier's like, what? You can't read? He's like, I just don't know what flavors you have. And the cashier was being really mean. And this girl like stepped up. She's like, hey, it's okay. Look, and she was so nice to him. And I know it's a show. I know it's manipulative, but it kind of got me. It was a nice gesture.
What do you cry at Undercover Boss too? Jesus.
Here's what I think.
This has been Rob describes a reel that is not that doesn't pay off.
What is it called? What would you do or something?
Yeah,
Mark Summers. It was on Nickelodeon in the 90s. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go without a giant tongue, grab a flag. Mm-hmm. So the show What Would You Do would be like someone is like, whatever it is. It's like someone's doing something inappropriate
or
awful.
Or like a family can't afford a dinner and they're like, oh, geez, I'm sorry, we don't have any money. And the table next to them hears it and is like,
I feel like a lot of the ones I saw, and I only saw like three episodes, were ones where it's like someone is, there's a plant, and there's two actors. One is a waiter and one's like a guy in a booth at a diner. And like the guy's like being awful to the waiter. And it's a thing of like, will they step in? And here's the thing. That's a phenomenal social experiment. Like, God bless.
Sure.
My fear is, and I if I'm able to, I will always try and do the right thing. My fear is, one day I'm going to be at a diner and some guy's going to be awful to the waiter. And I'm going to be like, here we go, Anil. Smile, you're on camera, buddy. And I'm going to step up and be like, excuse me, sir. This waiter makes very little money. They actually make less than minimum wage. They count on tips. And you, and then step. And I'm like, oh, this wasn't the show. And the guy's like, spits on me and gets in his truck and drives off. And then I'm like, just lying in a pool of my own blood, shit, and piss.
And you're and like,
but I did the right thing.
I did the right thing.
Wait, this was a show that was on in the 90s?
No, it's still the same show.
This is like
mid-2000s.
I thought the incident Adam was talking about was the basis of a show from the 90s.
No. That was just real life.
It equally just sounds absurd. No one's going to stab you in a restaurant because you spoke up for the waiter.
Eh? Well, hold on. In the show, nobody got stabbed. I'm saying if you follow altruistic behavior as if you're on a recorded reality TV show, you have to be careful because it's not always going to be a test.
Who do you think you are? No one's coming for you.
That's another good show. Who do you think you are? They look into a celebrity's 23andMe.
Or another show where you just get dropped off in the middle of nowhere and it's called No One's Coming for You.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That was Burning Man for me.
Yeah, it was.
Or it's, they just mail sexy photos of you to all around the people. It's also called same show.
La 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 la. Well, Brett, I think
Adel, why don't you tell people if they want to send in a word or if they want to find out what's happening in the world of twats, what can they do?
Okay. Well, you could either go online and search hashtag twat, which I think will bring you only
bring
to our
right friend. Here. Yep.
Or maybe some pictures of Chris Christie. But you can also email us at twapod@gmail.com. Again, that's twapod@gmail.com. Please send us a word. Please send us a suggestion for what you would like to be called by us on the show if you don't like any of the beautiful words we said here today. And you can also just send us something of like, hey, enjoying the show. Or I'd love to send you some new shoes. You guys look like you could use some new shoes or something. Whatever you want to do, email us there. I think that's about it. Brett, do you want to go ahead and sing
us a
little
Robert Frost
poem?
Hopefully this podcast goes on forever, possibly infinity. And I know you're listening today and maybe you didn't want to be called a twat and you're crushed. You know what? Never trust your idols. And if we were your idols, just get out of the house more, and
There's no more words.
And also, in the words, paraphrasing of Bam Morris, when it comes to this podcast, if you want 3 words, we're going to give you 3 words. If you want 5 words, we're going to give you 3 words.
And just to close it out, in the words of Bam Margera, get this, I'm going to jump on my dad. Come here. We're going to jump on my dad. Hey, wake up, motherfucker!
And to close it out, just...
Yep, he had nothing.
He had nothing.
Nothing at all. He just had to be the last one.
Twat's new pussycat. Whoa.
And the Adel holds up a 0.0. Wow. The nation of Brett must be crushed.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adel Rafai, and Rob White. The word association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
I love me some Billy Idol.